Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Do you know what I've found? I've found that life is full of surprises. In fact, my walk with God has been full of surprises. I've made plans. I've written down my goals and dreams. I expected everything to go right. I expected things to go my way. Some things did, some things didn't. And through all of my wins and losses, I have learned that we can make plans. We can write down our goals and our targets. However, here's what the Bible says. Proverbs 19, verse 21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. You see, God's purpose for your life is what will prevail. God's plan for your life is what will prevail. Now, it's not easy for us to accept that at times, because God's plan requires us to trust Him. It requires us to walk blindly, so to speak, in this natural world. But at the same time, walk with 20/20 vision through the eyes of faith. Jonah ran away from God's plan, and he ended up in the belly of a fish. Noah followed God's plan, and he was saved. Lot's wife deviated from God's plan, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Joseph trusted in God and in his plans, and he became the ruler of Egypt. Samson decided not to follow God's instruction, and he lost his supernatural strength. Joshua stuck to God's plan, and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. You see where I'm going with this? God's plan will always work out for good. But when you deviate from His plan, when you reject His plan, then you leave yourself open. You leave yourself open to the attacks of the enemy. You leave yourself open to the judgment of God. Trusting in God's plan isn't always an easy thing to do, because it requires more faith than it does sight. In other words, you have to believe even though you don't see. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." And on this topic of trust, when you think about it, we have been conditioned to trust our natural senses. We've been conditioned to trust in science. We're taught to trust information or advice that comes from credible sources that can be verified and fact-checked. But trusting in God, it requires us to go against everything we've been conditioned to do. Trusting in the Lord requires you to ignore what you can see or understand. Trusting in Him means that at times, you can take the doctor's advice, but accept that he or she does not have the final say. I would even go as far as saying trusting in God means ignoring what the news anchor is saying or what the economy is doing. I encourage you to let go.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Go of the need to know. Let go of the need for control. Let go of the whys, the hows, and whens. And simply say, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. That is trusting in the Lord with all your heart and mind and soul.
What motivates you in life? What can you say with confidence is the reason you get out of bed in the morning? Although it's hard to admit it, many of us are motivated by the attention and praise of others. Many of us are motivated by money. But the Bible teaches that there is a far greater reward than the approval of man. There's a far greater reward than the riches of this world. The approval of God is what we should chase above any accolades in this world. The Lord should be the motivation behind everything we do. He should be the reason for everything we do. Colossians 3, verse 23 to 24 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." And Galatians 1, verse 10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." What a comforting thought, that nothing we do for God is in vain. Not one act of kindness goes unnoticed or unseen by him. In this life, there are many pursuits that ultimately lead to nowhere. Worldly success, material wealth, the empty applauses of strangers, those things won't get us anywhere. Every journey eventually has an end, and that end is often more disappointing than we would like. But try as we may, we could never stretch the boundaries of God's love. There is truly no end to our walk with Christ. In fact, as we go on, life with him gets sweeter every day. God should not just be one part of our lives that we dedicate Sunday mornings. He should define the totality of our lives. He should be the center of everything we do. Even mundane things like eating and drinking can be done to his glory. How? The key is a spirit of gratitude. We are meant to do all things with an attitude of love and obedience towards the God who gives us the ability to enjoy all of life's blessings. Romans 12, verse 11 says, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord." Too often we can become lazy and slothful in our walk with Christ. But if we just stop and remember the miracle of the gospel and the unfathomable depth of God's love for us, it's hard to remain indifferent. All around the world, all throughout history, he has been saving and redeeming sinners like you and me. To be a part of that work is the most rewarding pursuit we could ever give our lives to. But when we are motivated by worldly things, we end up constantly trying to prove ourselves. We become constantly anxious, self-conscious, and often disappointed. But when Jesus is the underlying motivation for everything we do, our lives will overflow with joy and peace. His grace supplies us with the ability to fully enjoy this life, as well as positively impact the lives of those around us. So whatever you do, do it for God.
Many Christians have the expectation that once they are saved, life will be blissful and filled with joy all the time. There is this notion that there will be an endless supply of blessings. Now, of course, we are promised good things by the Lord. For example, Psalm 23, verse 6 tells us that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And Philippians 4:13 tells us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So even though we are promised good things and blessings, some of us tend to want the option of hand-picking what we want from God. We want to select what we want, how we want it, and when we want it. And a lot of us forget what the Bible says in Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A lot of us forget that the Bible in Psalm 34, verse 19 says, Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. That says to me that life won't be rosy all the time, but I won't fear because God is with me and he will give me comfort. It says to me that I will have to face and go through some dark valleys, but God will be with me. And if you read Psalm 23, verse 5, the Bible says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. The Bible is telling us that we will definitely have enemies. Not everyone is going to be for you. Not everyone will like you. Because if they did, if no one opposed you, then there would be no need for the Lord to prepare a table before them. So although God has given us several promises, promises of strength and blessing, promises of protection and provision, that doesn't mean there will never be a time where we won't feel challenged. But instead, it's in those moments that we should hold on tightly to the hand of God and raise our faith, because that is the only way that we can see the goodness of the Lord. So if you find yourself in that position where it appears as though your life is under attack, allow Jesus to be the one who dictates how and when you get through that situation. Allow the Lord to be in the driver's seat. Now, I began this message by saying many Christians have the expectation that once they are saved, life will be blissful and filled with joy all the time. This is obviously the wrong expectation to have. It's simply not realistic. So instead, I encourage you to expect some challenges in life, but expect to overcome through the power in the blood of Jesus. Expect to face a Goliath or two, but also expect the might and power of the Holy Spirit to see you through. Expect to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But people of God, you should also expect that the Good Shepherd will be looking out for you. His rod and staff will be right there to provide you with comfort. Expect adversity. Expect the lion's den. Expect the Red Sea. But expect Jesus Christ to deliver you out of each and every situation. In God's Word, we are told that we will have to endure trials, experience some pain, and encounter some disappointments. It's not what we like to hear, but think of it this way. If God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, one who was pure, holy, and blameless, only to then watch him carry all of the sins of this world and be crucified, is that not a painful experience? With everything that Jesus went through, the persecution, the physical pain and torture, who are we to then say to God, Why did you send me this disappointment in my life? Why did you let this event happen that made me feel some pain? We need to get things in the right perspective. We are following Christ. We are following his example. And we should be confident that despite everything he went through, in the end, he wins. Now, 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 says, You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, sometimes when Christians experience trials and distress, there can be a tendency to despair. For some, they even fall into depression. Some of the Bible greats like David, Abraham, Moses, all suffered some level of disappointment and deep despair. And for the Christian man or woman listening today, I want you to know that although you are not immune to disappointments, there is a way to gain victory over mental anguish and emotional despair. Now, while I could give something like 5 easy steps to a healthy emotional state during tough times, let me instead tell you that there is only a single step that needs to be taken. And that step is trusting in Jesus Christ. Relying on Jesus Christ and coming to a place where you say, Lord, my life is in your hands, and you truly mean it. Of course, one may now ask, how do I do that? And it's a good question. The answer starts with knowing what the Bible teaches. It's through the Word of God and it's through prayer in those dark times that the Lord ministers to us and breaks through any dark clouds of any depression or anxiety we face. One thing that might help give some perspective is to know and truly believe that God is sovereign. The Lord is truly in control, and because of that, we can have the assurance that for those who belong to Him, He will work all things for their good and His glory. So here's my words of encouragement to you. God's promises are our source of strength. Should you find yourself in difficulty, stand on God's promises. If you're being afflicted, persecuted, or rejected by this world, there is a promise in the Word of God for you. A promise that God will deliver you. A promise that tells you, you are blessed and you will inherit the kingdom of God.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.